Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes with the Reader. And today, our guest star, I was going to say guest host, well, because I'm used to her hosting her Reader's Convention, but tonight she's not a host. She is the star of the show tonight, and this is the second episode of 10 Minutes with a Reader, and it's a show that takes you inside the minds of a bookworm. Radia, oh my God, I said her name wrong. Again, Radia. She literally just told me the correct way to say her name, and I said it wrong. Radia is a friend, businesswoman, hostess, reviewer, and most importantly, at least for this show, she's a reader, and she is known to the literary world for her tireless support of indie and traditionally published authors, as well as her annual book conference. So join me in welcoming Radia to the show. Welcome, Radia.
Hi, Nikki. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. I'm doing so great. And I am so, so happy that you agreed to be on the show. Right now, I'm doing the show by invite only. And so when I pick readers, I pick them because of how I've interacted with them and how they've interacted with me, but also how they interact with the literary community as a whole. And I think so many writers, authors, whatever you call yourself, I think a lot of us take our readers and our supporters for granted sometimes, you know, and I'm not one of those authors, and I know plenty of also do not take you guys for granted, but I just don't feel like the readers get enough shine for me. You know, you guys throw us book conferences where you set it up for other readers to come out and buy our books and interact and fellowship with us, and I just never think you guys get enough of the same. This is my own little, you know, my own little hill that I want to give shine to the readers.
And this is very good that you're doing that.
I know. I love you guys so much. And the way that I hear you guys talk about characters and how it's just amazing to hear when a reader really, really loves your work and they see you at a book conference and their face lights up and they're like, oh, my God, let me tell you about this. You know, and they want to tell you about your character. You guys have this, you know, we have this conversation. I love that. Like, you guys give me so much energy and so much life with that. And so I want to give the spotlight back to you guys because, again, without you, there would be no us. So did you have anything you wanted to add to that before I jump into these 10 questions?
Well, sure. Just to let you know that, you know, as a reader, you know, people don't realize this, but as a reader, when I go to these, I can't wait to in-person events come back. But when I go to these conferences and everything, the authors are like rock stars to me. So like when I go up to like some of my favorite authors and even newer authors and stuff, I'm just so, well, as if they're like celebrities, which to me they are. So yes, I just be so like overwhelmed on the inside.
And you know, we love that. I know we do. And I've seen the way I've been at conferences and I've seen the way other authors interact with you guys. And I know we all love it. We all love. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like a reader recognizing that they're coming to your table and their whole face like that. There's nothing like that. So with that being said, with that in mind, because it's only 10 minutes with the reader. Of course, it's a 30-minute show, but, you know, humor me. We have 10 questions. I sent 10 questions to Radia, and I'm going to ask her all 10 questions. And Radia, I want you to answer them any way you see fit. Just be truthful.
Okay.
100% be you. So.
Okay.
Question one. To date, what has been your favorite book, like your favorite book of all time?
Oh, wow. This was hard. This was a hard one. So I'm going to do like the most recent favorite one because I have like, we'll be here all day. that had to really think. So the most, I'll say to date, like the most recent favorite book is All the Things I Should Have Known by Tiffany L. Warren.
Oh, okay. You know, I've heard a lot of great things about Miss Warren, too. So do you want to give us a little summary of what about that book made it your favorite to date? What made you name that particular book?
Well, the reason why is because in this particular book, it's three women all in their 40s, and they're at different stages of their life as far as, like, career, finding love and everything else. And I just thought that kind of spoke to me because, you know, I'm in my 40s, and some of the things that they were going through and everything kind of really resonated with me. And then plus there's a sequel, which I still have to read. But, yeah, that's why I picked that one. And then it kind of reminded me of contemporary African-American women's fiction when it was first coming up in the 90s, like, you know, when it was like Terry McMillan, B.B. Moore Campbell, Margaret Johnson Hodge. It kind of reminded me along those lines, but, you know, set for modern times.
Yes. Okay. And, you know, Terry McMillan has been a huge inspiration for a lot of the newer writers who've come onto the scene the last few years. So it's good to hear that Ms. Warren took you back to that, because I remember that time, actually, although I didn't get into Terry McMillan books until I was well into my, like, I was going on 30. I didn't get into her because I was so enamored with Frances Ray, Brenda Jackson, Beverly Jenkins. And so when I finally got into Terry McMillan, I was like, oh, so this is what I've been missing. So I was late. I was very late to the party, but I absolutely knew who she was. And I remember all the hoopla behind her. What was that? How Stella Got Her Groove Back. One of the movies that book was based on. So it's so good to hear that Miss Warren took you back to, because what a time to be alive, right? What a time to be a reader of
everything. Right, right.
Art, right?
Right.
Okay, so question two. We're going to jump into question two. What character has stuck with you long after the book ended?
This was a tough one, too. So I'm going to take readers. I want to take people back for a second. Sugar Lacey from Sugar by Bernice McFadden. And the 20th anniversary of that book just came out, I believe, this year. So it's Sugar Lacey from Sugar by Bernice McFadden. And it's just, even after reading that, and I did read it back then when it came out, 2001. And that book, it's just something about, you know, it's just something about Bernice McFadden's writing in general. You know,
right.
I mean, she just puts you, she's one of these authors that just puts you right there. Like, you can picture everything that's happening, no matter the time period or anything. But Sugar Lacey, she was just, I mean, even now, you know, she's one of my, you know, favorite, you know, she's one of my favorite characters because she's not like a typical character. And, you know, she didn't have everything all together or anything.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? Like how we'll kind of look at, you know, some people in the town, you know, looked at her like as if she was the black sheep and all this other stuff. So, yeah, so it's Sugar Lacey. Also, people always talk about Sugar, but don't forget to read the second part, This Bitter Earth. Now, that's a good sequel to that, too. So, yeah, that is Sugar Lacey.
And Miss Bernice McFadden, like, I've heard so many great things about her work, too. And I do have Sugar on my bookshelf. I just haven't had a chance to crack it open yet. But
yes,
now that you said that, it's going on the plane with me tomorrow. So I can crack that
up. Yes, please do it. I think you will enjoy that.
Okay, that's good to know. So you guys, Bernice, so we've had Miss Tiffany Warren. I hope you guys are paying attention because these are authors you should be. And trust me, when readers like Radia and my last guest, Lanika, when they recommend books to me or when they're promoting books, I typically go and pick them up because I know that these are the readers who are not going to sugarcoat anything. They're going to tell you straight if the book is, even if it's their favorite author, if the book didn't give what it was supposed to be gave, as the saying goes, trust me on this. So Tiffany Warren, Bernice McFadden, I hope you guys are writing that down because those are the authors you need to check out. Okay, now we got your favorite character or the character who stuck with you after the book ended. Who's your least favorite character? Like, even though the book was good, there's one character in this book that you couldn't stand. Who would that be?
Okay,
it could be from any book you read.
So this book, okay. Red, okay, now it's going to sound funny. Red Sonja, and she's from the Animal Series by Kwan.
Ooh.
I cannot stand this woman. I cannot stand her. She is a mess. She is an absolute mess, and I had just finished the fourth installment of his book. But he just came out with the fifth and final installment of Animal. And so I hope that's one of the characters that he killed in that, because she is – she is just grimy and just disrespectful for no reason. I'm just like, oh, my God, no. I was like, sir, when are you going to kill her? I mean, seriously, I asked him, like, he'll kill some people, like some of your favorite people, but then I'm like, why is she still here? I'm like, no, I don't
right.
I want her gone. But, yeah, she's no. I just, I cannot stand her. I just be like, ugh. Like, every time she get on the page, I'm like, ugh. My
yeah, I absolutely now I absolutely know who you're talking about. I have read the Animal Series, which is actually, is it a spinoff of the Section 8 series? I think it is, because Animal was in that series too, but I absolutely know who Red Sonja is, and I have to agree, honey. I want her drowned, shot, burned.
I mean,
I don't care.
And it's funny because I have to go back and read, because I remember Kwan one day, he was like, did you read Section 8 series? I said, no, it's a lot of stuff that I haven't read. He said, well, how are you keeping up with the Animal series? I said, well, the way you write it, I don't have to go back to other books, although I will. I don't have to go back to other books because it's the way he write it. It doesn't lose me, you know.
Right.
But yeah, she is a absolutely not. I'm like, no.
And I agree. Now, with that being said, what's the most annoying thing a character has done that made you want to put a book down?
Oh, boy. I have to try to say this without giving a spoiler. So it's the character is Anita Tanner, and it's from the book called Confessions in B-Flat by Donna Hill.
Ooh.
The thing is that and it's a love story set during the civil rights era. Anita, a story between two people. One, Anita is the one that she follows Malcolm X, and then her love interest, he actually follows Martin Luther King. So it's interesting. The reason why I said the thing that was annoying about me with Anita is something that she didn't tell her significant other before a pivotal part of the book. That's as far as I can say it without spoiling it for anybody. But it was annoying because I was like, no, why did you do that? It was a secret that she should have told him. I'll say it like that.
Ooh, and you need to spoil
annoyed.
It for me in my inbox, because I like spoilers.
I'll spoil it for you in your inbox. But, yeah, it's something that she did. And I was like, why, no. So, yeah, it's something that she should have told him. So I'll leave it at that.
So you guys.
But that's a good book, too. That's good, too.
I know. Bernice McFadden, we got an honorable mention for Kwan, and now we got Donna Hill. I hope you guys are writing these down, because I'm very familiar with Donna Hill's work, and I must say I haven't been disappointed yet, although I haven't read this particular book you're speaking of. It's another one that I need to get.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite book of 2021 so far? The books that have been released this year, what has been one of your favorites?
So right now it's And Now She's Gone. by Rachel Housewell Hall. She's a black mystery writer, a black mystery suspense writer. She actually had books before this, but this is the first time that I've got a chance to read her work. Actually, she got another book that's coming out in September. It's called These Toxic Things. I have that now, as you know, review copy and everything. But that's one of my favorite genres is mystery and thrillers, and that was just a wonderful book because you didn't know where that mystery was going. Like, you didn't know, like, you thought that you knew, but you didn't. Like, and then it was a real, and at the end, it was a real surprise as far as what was happening, as far as what happened, like, who did it and why. And mysteries are my favorite genre. So I really, really love mysteries, especially by African-American authors. And then I just found, like, a whole slew of more suspense and African-American authors because they had to cancel. It was some kind of, I think it was called Sisters in Crime or something. Somebody had some kind of conference that was supposed to go on this year, but unfortunately they had to cancel it. And then they were talking about see you next year. And so they had like a little poster, you know, a little flyer. And I actually screenshot that flyer because it was a lot of African-American, well, it was a lot of mystery writers of color, and there was a lot of African-American ones, and some I have not read before. I said, oh, no, now I got another TBR list. But, yeah, that was my favorite. That was my favorite book so far. I was very pleased with that.
Now, I am very familiar with Miss Rachel. I was reading one of her series, well, actually listening to it on Audible, a few weeks back, and it's with the detective, the black female detective. I didn't get to
read.
See,
I want to read that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to listen to the last book in the series yet, but I will. And I enjoyed those two books, and it was great to read because, like you, mystery thrillers are, that's one of my favorite genres. Like, I have a whole Kindle and Audible full of mystery thrillers because I like the whodunit aspect of it. So, yeah, you guys, another great author, Miss Rachel. I read her work. It's so funny that I read most of everybody you've named so far, and I'm very proud of that. So,
yeah.
speaking of authors, who's your favorite author right now?
Oh, no. That question is so hard. And I sat up here, and this was the last question that I said, you know, that I actually thought about and wrote an answer down to because, I mean, the thing is that it's still, and it's been all these years, it's still Eric Jerome Dickey. And I just feel so tearful about it. It is. It's still Eric Jerome Dickey.
God.
Although I have not read his last book yet, I just cannot right now. I mean, really, because, I mean.
We're in the same boat.
It's like, because, you know, I have so many books that I have to review and everything else. I didn't even finish the last two books. I still got them. I'm still in the middle of the last two books. And then I wanted to read, and I do have this book on, I had it on for review. So his last book, but I said, I am going to go ahead. But then I always go ahead and actually purchase, a physical copy because I do still like physical copies. I just cannot read it. It has to take me a second, like especially when my favorite author to read their last book, I just cannot. I mean, that's the same with Elaine Harris. His last book was like years and years ago. I have not read that book. I just can't because I think it's because you know that that's it.
Right.
You know? So I gotta wait till next year to read this book. I gotta wait.
You know what?
I can't do this right now.
I'm in the same boat. I've got the big hardback copy when it was first released, and I have it on Audible, and I can't bring myself to listen or read the book because Eric Jerome Dickey was indeed he was my favorite male author. I get it. I'm right there with you. The same thing happened with L.A. Banks. I can't bring myself to read her last work because that would mean
I got all of her. Yep. I have her. Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I have heard. See, I didn't get into L.A. Banks until, like, later. Like, I started mm-hmm. getting her books, and mm-hmm. then when she passed away, I think I got almost all of her books. I think I got them, like, somewhere in at a used bookstore, like, years ago, and I started getting mm-hmm. all of them, and I have not read them. People were like, you should read them. I said, I don't know. She's gone now. So that's why I have to. I think I'm going to start reading them because people were like, you're missing it, because everybody kept saying that.
you don't know what
you're missing.
And she wrote mm-hmm. under several pen names. You know, she wrote under L.A. Banks. She wrote under Leslie Adele Banks. And then there's another mm-hmm. one that she wrote under that I'll get to you after the show. But she wrote under several pen names, and she will be missed, her and Eric. Like, wow, we lost some greats, you know, like, wow.
Yeah.
So if you could transport into any book, what book would it be?
It would be Confessions in B Flat by Donna Hill. And the reason why I say that is because the way she describes, like, New York in mm-hmm. the 60s, you know, Harlem, Brooklyn, the way she, I think Brooklyn, well, I'll just say New York. The way she describes it in the 60s, you know, especially like the after hours clubs, you know, where people ate at, you know, and everything else. It's like you were right there, you know, and it just seemed like at that time, even though it was during the civil rights movement, it just seemed like that it was just a sense of community in the neighborhood and everything. And you can just see everything. I'm like, well, I would love to be, you know, just around that time, you know, where you saw where everybody knew people in the neighborhood. And then it was actually black businesses around and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love to be transported into that time and then, you know, how they used to dress and everything and things of that nature. So, yeah.
Okay, so what's the most annoying thing an author does with characters in a book for you? Like, the one thing that an author does with their characters is just kind of, like, make you roll your eyes and be like, oh, Lord, like, what is that thing?
Okay. That thing is, when people do stereotypical things with plus-size women characters, like the plus-size woman is always cheated on or dumped on or whatever, I'm just like, okay. Like, I always roll my eyes because I'm like, okay, excuse me, but every plus-size woman is not depressed. Everyone is mm-hmm. not divorced. Everyone's mm-hmm. not being cheated on. You know, everyone's not mm-hmm. making, you know, bad life decisions. Everybody is not like that. And then the reason why that annoys me, because I'm not trying to be funny, but I mean, have you know, if authors do that, you know, I just wonder, like, okay, most readers are plus size, as far as, you know, I'm talking about as far as, like, you know, African American
yes.
readers.
Yes.
They're plus size black women. I mean, have
yes.
you been to the conferences? Like, why
You're
would you do that
correct.
To the readers? You know, yeah, why would you do that to the readers? So that's one thing that I just, when people do that, I just roll my eyes. Like, really? Like, why are we doing this?
I agree with you. All of my characters, all of my main women characters are plus size. And I try to show them I try to show the good, the bad, the ugly, the funny. You know, I try to show, mm-hmm. I try to have it be well-rounded.
Right.
You know, not just one,
right.
not just the downtrodden, low self-esteem having, you know, yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a variety. Yes, yeah, give them a variety of experience and stuff and everything. So, yeah.
Okay, so this is one of the last two questions. So, in your opinion, how has the book industry changed for the better?
I think it's changed for the better because now, you know, there are a more variety of books and a more variety of authors, you know, for readers to choose from now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's so many people that's producing, you know, great work out here that, you know, there's just a multitude of, you know, authors and books that for every genre that anybody wants to read.
This is true. So what book are you mm-hmm. reading right now?
Actually, I am reading Road Trip by Electa Rome Parks and Monica Garner. So I just started reading that, but I'll be finished with it soon, I'm sure.
Okay, and good? Like, have you been introduced to the, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, first of all, what genre is it in?
You know, right now I'm looking at it, and it seems like, it doesn't seem like, I'm not sure. It seems like it could be women's contemporary.
Okay.
It looks like that it's two stories, but they intertwine. So I just started it. So, yeah, so it seems like that it's going to be, but you know what? It seems like it's going to be women's fiction and kind of sexy, too, it looks like it. So,
ooh, okay.
Probably some erotic, yeah, so it's probably women's fiction and a little sexy and everything. So that's what it seems like it's going to be, because I'm in their readers group and everything, too. So, yes, I think that there is going to be some steamy elements in this one. So this should be a fun one.
Well, you know, I like me a good steamy novel.
yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, hey, you would like this. I was going to say, hey, you would like this too.
I'm going to pick that one up too. So I've got a list here. Well, it's not really a list. It's only two authors because I've read just about every other thing that you've mentioned. So I got to get that one and the one from Donna Hill. I definitely want to since it's set in the civil rights era. Before we end the show, is there anything else that you would like to say to other readers or to other authors?
Well, just to other readers, you know, keep reading and supporting the authors. As far as supporting the authors, you know, don't forget to leave reviews for them because that's supporting too.
That's important.
And tell your friends about the author. Tell your friends about the books. And I always tell people, do not borrow your books to a group of people. Tell them to buy their own copy. I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, you ain't tell no lies.
I mean, really, if you're in a book club, please do not borrow your book to the whole book club, okay? Have everybody buy their own book. Or, you know what, even if you can't buy your own book, a lot of libraries now, you know, you can go ahead and borrow the book from the library, not just physical copies either. You know, just you can do physical and you can do e-books too now all over the country. So
you can borrow,
because I've borrowed some e-books and everything. So, yeah, and then authors, please don't get discouraged. Please keep writing. I know how I've heard the stories of how discouraging it is. But please go ahead and, you know, keep writing. And then just focus on your writing and and who you're writing for and everything.
Now, I sent you a box earlier part of the week. I don't want you to have to open it now, but as soon as the show is over, I would love if you would open it and take like a video or a TikTok or a photo, whatever you feel like doing. And then post it to Facebook or wherever and tag me. My toddler has decided to join the last few seconds of the show. I know you guys heard her.
It's funny because I'm surprised that I have a cat here, and I'm surprised he didn't meow at me, but he just came to sit in my lap, so.
they're both like, okay, that's enough time away from us now. You got to get And so, I want to thank you again so much. Thank you so much for taking time out of your weekday to join me for this. It has been so great. I'm looking forward to doing this with you again. After I get so many readers on the show, I'm going to do like this big panel to have all of the guests come back, and we're going to sit around and we're going to talk and we're going to do, you know, a little thing. If you like tea, if you like coffee, whatever you like, we're going to have some, because, you know, I'm a big coffee drinker, so I definitely got to have coffee. So thank you so much, and I really, really appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much for doing this, and thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the opportunity. This was a lot of fun.
It was, and I would love to do it longer, but I think 10 minutes with a reader as a 30-minute show gives us just enough insight to our readers to help us get to know you guys a little better. So With that being said, thank you guys for joining us, for listening to 10 Minutes with the Reader with my guest star, Radia, and we'll see you guys next time.